Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to this week's English khutbah, and the topic is the crown of blessings. Alhamdulillah, all praises are due to Allah, the generous and the benevolent, the one who has bestowed upon us abundant blessings. I bear witness that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah, who has no partner. And I bear witness that our Master and Prophet, the Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the servant and the messenger of Allah. O Allah, bestow your blessings, peace and grace upon him, upon his family, upon his companions, and whomsoever follows him in the best of ways until the last day. Amma ba'd, to continue. I advise you, O servants of Allah and myself, to observe the taqwa of Allah and to strive to attain it and to invest our blessings in maintaining it and to illuminate our spiritual paths with its light. O Allah, we ask that you preserve your blessings upon us and that you increase us in them. For you say, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ. And whomsoever has taqwa of Allah, he will make for him a way out and will provide for him from where he does not expect. Ayyuhal mu'minun, O believers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informs us about the multitude of favors he sends upon us by saying, وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْسُوهَا إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَغَفُورٌ رَّحِيمٌ. And if you should count the favors of Allah, you will not be able to enumerate them. Indeed, Allah is the most forgiving and the most merciful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also informs us about these favors by saying, وَأَسْبَغَ عَلَيْكُمْ نِعْمَهُ ظَاهِرَةً وَبَاطِنًا. And he has bestowed upon you his favors, both the apparently manifest and the inwardly hidden. Brothers and sisters, the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon us are continuous, and his bounties upon us are so abundant that they are beyond the capacity of our being able to enumerate them. And amongst the greatest of such blessings is the blessing of having health and security. For Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu said that blessings are security and health. In fact, it could be said that these two blessings, the blessings of safety and security and good health, represent the taj, the crown of all blessings, insofar as a poet is reported to have said, the health of a person and his security are the crown for all blessings, so have gratitude. For security brings peace of mind and health brings vitality to our bodies. This is the right attitude. So brothers and sisters, safety or the security of a people is something that the prophets made dua for, such as the dua of the Prophet Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam, as recorded in the Quran, wherein he is reported to have said, Rabbi ij'al hadha al-balada amina. O my Lord, make this balad, this city, amina, a place of security. And concerning dua, or asking for well-being and health, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said about the gift of health, he said, فَإِنَّ النَّاسِ لَمْ يُعْطَوْا بَعْدَ الْيَقِينِ شَيْئًا خَيْرًا مِنَ الْعَافِيَةِ. That people are not given anything after the certainty of faith better than afia, well-being or good health. And this is because there is no comfort or happiness or well-being in life without establishing health. And there is no complete health without a sense of stability and security underpinning it. And we have to understand this because we are increasingly living in times where the world is given to strife and there is a lack of security and a lack of well-being that people have as a result. And many of our brothers and sisters of this ummah undergoing these situations. So we have to understand that this is something to strive for, and this is something to make dua for, and this is something to seek to establish. The Prophet ﷺ used to supplicate for well-being every day by saying, Allahumma aafini fi badani. Oh Allah, grant me well-being or goodly health in my body. And even the nature of the spiritual life is built upon a sound physical and makeup that allows for good health. And it is in the shadow of the blessings of health and the state of security that a person can find that he can worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that his heart can increase in a state of knowing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that he can increase himself in knowledge, that he can contribute to his community and serve his country, thus gathering or ensuring goodness for him, hasana, in both this life and in the akhirah. And that's why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is reported to have said, "Man asbaha minkum aminan fi sirbihi." He said, "Whomsoever wakes up safe in regards to his flock, mu'afan fi jasadihi, and has a state of health or goodly a well-being in his body, indahu quta yawmihi, and he has enough sustenance for the day, fakannama hizat." Then it's as if the entire world has come into his possession. This is something we often lose track of, these blessings that we take for everyday sustenance, or we take for granted, and that we put off the blessings that we have because we are in a state of anxiety about future factors. Whereas, subhanAllah, this is a huge blessing, to be feeling a sense of safety, to be feeling a sense of health, and to have enough sustenance to survive for our families and meet their immediate needs. So we should be in a state of shukr, gratitude, if we have these things. And the sign that someone is grateful is that they give their thanks, and this means of their gratitude or giving thanks becomes the means by which they get more blessings. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِذْ تَأَذَّنَ رَبُّكُمْ لَإِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. And remember when your Lord proclaimed, if you give thanks, I will surely give you more. So brothers and sisters, the blessings of security and stability in our lives is indeed amongst the greatest of blessings and encompasses goodness that we can hope for in this world and the next. And that's why it's something that also, in addition to good health, we should thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for and be grateful. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَلْيَعْبُدُوا رَبَّ هَذَا الْبَيْتِ الَّذِي أَطْعَمَهُمْ مِنْ جُوعٍ وَآمَنَهُمْ مِنْ خَوْفٍ. So let them worship the Lord of this house who has fed them, saving them from hunger and made them having safety and security from fear. So these are things to be grateful for, and these are things we should seek to preserve. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said one of the things that disrupts this or indicated is the nature of some people to spread falsity in terms of deeds and words. And this is something the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam warned because he mentioned that he had a dream vision, he mentioned that إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَرِهَ لَكُمْ ثَلَاثَ. He said, Allah hates three things for you. And from the first of those things, he said, قِيلُ وَقَالُ, the way of speaking so that you spread false talk or gossip. And this is something that has consequences. For the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Kafa bil mar'i kadhiba an yuhaditha bi kulli ma sami'a." That it is sufficient falsehood for a person to relay or speak of everything that he hears without verifying the truth of it. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam saw a person being tortured in a dream vision, and when he asked about the sin that was done to deserve such punishment, it was said to him, إِنَّهُ رَجُلٌ كَذَّابٌ يَكْذِبُ الْكَذْبَةَ فَتُحْمَلُ عَنْهُ فِي الْآفَاقِ. That such a person was a liar, and he used to spread the lies and tell the lies until the people reported those lies on his authority, until it spread unto the corners of the world. So, brothers and sisters, let us be conscious. Let us have taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let us be conscious in what we circulate, in what we tell people, in what we write, and what we say. And let us reflect upon the blessings Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, and let us strive to preserve them for ourselves, and seek that people and the world enjoys these blessings, and especially our brothers and sisters who are in desperate need of these blessings in these times. And we ask that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give all the believers and all of the people in this world a state of afia, and give them a state of security, and give them a state of health, and give them a state of not having to fear for hunger. These are the blessings that humanity can often forget in the midst of strife and tribulation. And so we ask that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala lift tribulation from the entirety of the world, and especially our brothers and sisters, in the parts of the world who are suffering at this moment. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He raise this bala from them. And we ask that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to be people who bring these blessings to others and who value these blessings in our lives. O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, grant us good health, well-being, safety and security, for that is not something difficult for you. And with this comes to an end this week's khutbah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This khutbah was brought to you by Idha'atul Quran Abu Dhabi.